Broadcasting Morgan State University Public Radio 88.9 WEAA FM and HD1 Baltimore.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. A group of experts in food insecurity is sounding the alarm. Gaza is tipping into famine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the crisis during a visit in the Philippines today.
According to the most respected measure of these things, 100% of the population in Gaza is at severe levels of acute food insecurity. That's the first time an entire population has been so classified.
Blinken is traveling next to Egypt and Saudi Arabia to discuss the need for a ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. continues to urge Israel to admit more food aid into the Palestinian enclave. Israel imposed a blockade on Gaza after the Hamas attack last October. The UN is also warning Haiti is facing the risk of famine. Gangs fighting for control of the country have attacked government buildings and civilians. There is no functioning central government in Haiti. President Biden has signed an executive order advancing research in women's health across federal agencies. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has more.
At the White House, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden explained how this issue was first raised to them by Maria Shriver, the former First Lady of California. Shriver explained in remarks to the crowd that research on medications and treatments has mainly been done on men, leaving many unanswered questions.
Women make up 2/3 of those with Alzheimer's, and no one knows why that is. We make up 80% of those with autoimmune diseases, the majority of those with MS. No one knows why that is.
The executive order includes $200 million for interdisciplinary women's health research at the National Institutes of Health, along with directives for other agencies, including the Department of Defense and the National Science Foundation. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has again put a hold on a controversial Texas border enforcement law. As the Texas Newsroom's Julian Aguilar reports, it allows Texas law enforcement to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing from Mexico into Texas.
The high court's order keeps the law on hold indefinitely as the case plays out in the federal court system. A federal judge blocked the law from going into effect last month, but the state of Texas appealed that decision to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Opponents say the law is unconstitutional because the federal government has the sole authority to enforce immigration laws. But Texas Republicans, including Governor Greg Abbott, say the law is necessary, blaming the Biden administration for an increase in illegal immigration. Opponents also argue that the law could lead to racial profiling and that people of color anywhere in Texas could be subject to racial profiling if SB4 is allowed to stand. I'm Julian Aguilar in El Paso.
There are presidential primaries today in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. There is a special primary in one California district for the seat of former House Speaker.
Around the Beltway getting slower now on the outer loop as you head up from Harford Road to Providence Road. And then the outer loop slows down the west side from 795 to Route 40. Just the heavy volume there. 895 southbound getting slower from Boston Street and O'Donnell Street to and through the southbound Harbor Tunnel on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 295 southbound pretty heavy from Route 100 down to 175. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com. Steve Hirschhorn with your Baltimore area traffic.
Good morning from the MTA. Taking a look at the MARC train system, Pentrain 407 heading to Washington is delayed about 5 to 10 minutes. Pentrain 502 to Perryville operating with a 5-minute delay as well. On the Camden line, train 845 is on time. The light rail is still on schedule. No delays from Hunt Valley all the way down to BWI. Metro Subway has a delay of 8 to 10 minutes. For the MTA Transit Team, I'm Austin Todd on 88.9 FM WEAA, the voice of the community.
88.9 FM reminds you that the views expressed on WEAA programs are those of participants and not necessarily those of Morgan State University, the staff, management, or underwriters of Baltimore's home for cool jazz. WEAA 88.9 FM.
Thank you. back to Two Way Talk. I'm Deanna Neal. But first, here are your headlines. Wildfires warning whirls through Maryland. How gust and dry spells have fanned the flames. Maryland marvels. Women's basketball team dances into the NCAA with unbroken first round victory streak. From courthouse to gridiron, legal twists and quarterback shifts shape Baltimore sports and political landscape. All this and more. But first, let's take a look at the weather for today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 44. Today, mostly sunny, high around 59. Here's the news. Maryland is currently facing an increased wildfire threat, as reported by the National Weather Service. This risk is attributed to gusty winds, low humidity, and dry weather conditions, which could lead to the rapid spread of fires. The situation is expected to worsen, peaking on Wednesday afternoon, affecting much of the Mid-Atlantic, including central and western Maryland. In a recent legal development, Baltimore City has been cleared from the obligation to disclose the names of donors to a legal defense fund for City Council President Nick Mosby and former city state's attorney Marilyn Mosby. This decision from Friday overturns a previous directive by the Maryland Public Information Act Compliance Board, responding to appeals by the Baltimore Sun and Baltimore Brew for an unredacted donor list. The judge ruled that such financial disclosures are not mandated by the Public Information Act. Baltimore County is the scene of a police investigation following the discovery of a man's body along the Oregon Ridge Trail in Cockeysville on Sunday afternoon. The body is in advanced decomposition and has been sent for an autopsy to determine the cause of death. Authorities are treating this as an isolated case with no perceived ongoing threat to the community. Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland has voiced opposition to imposing age limits in Congress amidst a broader national debate. The 80-year-old senator, not seeking re-election, shared his views on NBC's Meet the Press, highlighting the importance of personal choice in such a decision. The topic has gained traction as 81-year-old President Biden and 77-year-old Donald Trump prepare for a re-election rematch. The Maryland women's basketball team has successfully secured a slot in the NCAA tournament, marking their 14th consecutive appearance. Slated as a 10 seed, they will be facing the 7 seed Iowa State in the first round of the Portland 4 region at Stanford. Under coach Brenda Freeze, the team boasts an unparalleled record of never losing the first round game. The University of Maryland, Baltimore County is under scrutiny following a Department of Justice investigation, which revealed a failure to adequately respond to allegations of sexual discrimination by a former head swim coach. This oversight points to a significant lapse in athletic protection over the years. Tyler Huntley, a former backup quarterback for the Ravens, has transitioned to the Cleveland Browns, marking another instance of a Ravens moving to an AFC North rival team. Expected to serve as a backup for Deshaun Watson, Huntley's move comes after competing with Malik Cunningham and Josh Johnson in Baltimore, where he primarily backed up Lamar Jackson for 4 seasons. The Supreme Court has finished hearing arguments in a case concerning whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on social media platforms infringe on First Amendment rights. Justice Samuel Alito noted the nature of federal officials pressuring platforms like Facebook with focus on policing the policing of information regarding the 2020 re-election and COVID-19 pandemic. Former President Trump's legal team claims he's unable to post the $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York, facing a tight deadline to post bond or allow New York Attorney General Letitia James to begin collections during the appeal process. His attorneys have petitioned the appeals court for intervention, citing the challenges in securing a bond. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussed the latest development in the Israel-Hamas war during a call on Monday. This conversation covered topics like the situation in Rafah and aid efforts for Gaza, occurs amid escalating tensions between U.S. and Israeli